sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Friends, grace to you and peace from Jesus the Christ, who was with us long before the pandemic ever existed, who stayed with us during these many months of being away from this sanctuary and physically apart, and who will be with us into all the days that are before us. Amen. Yes, how good it is to be back together in so many ways, and to those who are still joining us online, how good it is to stay together in this way as well. We were talking this week in the office about the similarities of the internet and Roman roads, you know, two secular innovations that made it possible for the Christian gospel to be spread. How indebted we are to the countless worker bees through the ages that built and maintained both the Roman roads and the internet superhighways. How God works through them. Our text today follows a traumatic time for the disciples. Last week's text, the first part of chapter 6, the beheading of John the Baptist, where so much pain, sorrow, fear, and the stark reality of just the way the world is was thrown into our faces. The good news in our text last week was pretty hidden, pretty hard to see. Nothing, and I put that in quotes, nothing but the image of John's people showing up after he had died, gathering, taking his body, laying it to rest, the gospel of the Lord. I mean, it was tough. Our text today follows a traumatic time for the disciples of old and a traumatic time for us too. Coming out of this long season of being physically apart from this place, from each other here at Bethlehem. All that has happened, all that we have lost, all that we have endured, so much pain and sorrow and fear, the stark reality of just the way the world is. Thrown in our faces, too. No wonder we wear masks, right? We need a barrier from all that. Jesus is our barrier. Jesus is our protective mask. Our gospel text today starts with Jesus meeting back in person with his disciples, too. After everything they had been through, they were separated physically, and now they're back together, and immediately Jesus, what he does, is he calls them away to a quiet place to rest. You've endured so much, Jesus says. So many bumpy roads, jagged highways, outright rejection, and most recently, the horror and pain of death, so much loss, so much pain. Be gentle to yourselves, Christ says. Be gentle with each other. Everyone has gone through a lot. And we're not over it yet either. And we're still seeing the effects of what has happened, Jesus says. It's hard to tell if Jesus is speaking then or now, isn't it? Regardless, come away to a quiet place and rest a while. There's this energy in the air that I'm feeling these days, and it's not necessarily a good energy. It's this need to catch up energy. It's this gotta get back after it energy. Gotta carry on as if nothing has happened energy. Go, go, go. Rip off the mask, throw it away, and just jump back into the saddle and run. But Jesus says to us today, friends, stop. Breathe. Rest for a while. We know that trauma resides in our bones now. We know that now. Rezma Menakem's book, My Grandmother's Hands, Racialized Trauma and the Pathway to Mending Our Bodies and Hearts, which some of us here at Bethlehem read together a few months ago, over a period of months, talked about it together on Zoom calls with another congregation. And he mentions that in the book. We know now that trauma resides in our bones, in our bodies. And when we don't acknowledge it, when we don't grieve it, when we don't breathe deeply through the trauma, when we deny its reality in our flesh and bones, when we don't go to a quiet place and rest a while, then our pain absolutely will come out in other ways, much less healthy ways, to say the least. Tears are healthy and good. Domestic violence is not. Therapy sessions are healthy and good. 6 drinks a day, 2 pills a day, 1 cut a day, 10 underhanded hurtful digs at your family and friends a day are not. Did you know, by the way, that the word sarcasm from the Greek literally means cutting the flesh? I enjoy sarcasm at times, but it can hurt. End of life and community rituals around loss and grief are healthy. Self-harm, isolation, lashing out on Facebook is not. The list, of course, can go on and on. We know that trauma can reside in the body. We also know that trauma can even be passed down to our children. We know that now, too. When we don't deal with it, when we don't wear the mask, our children get it. Jesus is our mask, friends. Come away to a quiet place and rest a while. I even noticed that in the first part of the text, Jesus is the one who goes to respond to the crowd. Did you catch this? It's not the disciples. I've never noticed it before. Jesus masks the disciples. He says, "I got you covered, you rest." He's shielding them for a moment so that they can get some rest. It's not an impenetrable shield. It's like a mask. It's a barrier of protection. Even if we don't think we need it, it's an omnipresent symbol of love. Jesus is our mask, and I don't think he's going away either. You know, we talk about these masks are going to be around for a long time. I don't think Jesus is going to go away either. Friends, when we wear the mask here at Bethlehem, as we're doing now, on Sundays, we wear masks. That's what we're doing. When we wear those masks here at Bethlehem, let's let them remind us of Jesus, rather than how uncomfortable they are or, you know, how I don't think I need it. Rather, let's let the masks remind us of Jesus protecting us, showing love for others, particularly children and those most at risk in our community, and shielding us, even if we don't have to by law, shielding us for a little bit of rest, before returning. To a certain extent, nobody's going to force us to protect children. I wish we could even more. I mean, of course, there are some laws in place. But nobody's going to force us to protect children. In the same way, nobody's going to force you to take a rest for yourself in a quiet place. I wish I could. I wish I could force us all. God knows, I try with some of our staff. Take your vacations. Take your days off. Turn off your phones. Leave them alone, everybody. Let them rest, our wonderful staff here at Bethlehem. But maybe these little masks can be a reminder for us of that grace that Jesus offers and points us into. You see that quiet place over there? Jesus says, go there. Vicar Alex was telling me this week, he's been to the Sea of Galilee. And seeing the spot that a lot, at least legend has it, that would have been the quiet place where Jesus would have gone, because it's a cave up on the hill, up from the Sea of Galilee. And if you go in that cave, you've got this beautiful view of the Sea of Galilee. What's your happy cave with a view? Go there for a bit, Jesus commands. There's plenty of work when you return, and I need you there too, but take a breath now. You've been through a lot. Okay, so that's just the first part of this text for today. We'll get back to work. We'll get back to the joyous and challenging calls of ministry soon enough. There's much to be done. But did you notice that there is a break in the verses in our text here in chapter 6? We jump in chapter 6 from verse 34 in our reading today all the way to verse 53. So what did we just skip in our reading for today? I'll tell you what we skipped. It's the feeding of the 5,000. It's a text so rich that we'll be taking it slow for several weeks, actually, in August. It's Jesus giving bread to everyone. Because everyone gets hungry. Everyone is starving for this grace. And everyone is fed. Jesus is the one to do it. So this bit on resting, on going away to a quiet place and taking a breath, is directly tied. It includes eating. Filling our bodies with the nutrition we need. Bethlehem, House of Bread, Lutheran Church, this is speaking our language, friends. This is what we do. Eat and feed others. And eat and feed others. We've been having fun here at Bethlehem in the last couple weeks with this living room and dining room parallel as we think about our space, our narthex as a living room, and therefore then our sanctuary as the dining room, and calling you to worship with a little dinner bell. Welcome to the dining room, friends. Jesus is our mask, shielding us to take a breath, a rest, even a view of the sea. And Jesus is our bread, filling us with grace, nutrition. Here we are to receive what Christ has to offer. And what Christ offers is enough. Amen.
At Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. Evangelical? That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.
Woo!